Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I saw when I set up this recording session that the last time we recorded was a month ago. But
amazing. We're doing amazing work.
I think that's pretty good. I am so surprised the amount of people that are like, when's another episode of their podcast coming out? I can't believe it.
It's the loyalty, despite our lack of commitment, is incredible, and we don't deserve it. And it's outrageous. But hopefully, I mean, they've had 6 episodes of a bloody series of us talking about porn. So hopefully that's filled the gap, at least a little, you know?
Yeah, I just can't believe people in this day and age are asking for more content in any form.
I know. I want less. Although, we've been bloody sitting down every day at the moment to watch a show, and then we've been like, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything we want to watch. But we did start A League of Their Own last night on Amazon Prime, and I'm quite enjoying it.
It's got a nice lesbian energy to it, I thought.
Big gay energy and lovely big sets.
Yeah, well, that's Amazon for you. I mean, they could really fork out for it.
They got the dosh because of how they treat their workers.
Oh, my God. Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's for me, okay.
And welcome to this month's episode of The Male Gaze.
The next one will be like, and welcome to the 2023 episode, singular, of The Male Gaze.
One episode in March.
Will this episode launch with our new artwork? Are we even allowed to bloody talk about that?
Oh, God. Hell yeah. I think so. Why not?
Awesome.
So, I've got to make sure I send the right file. Let's commit to it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like
we're rebranding. We actually were going to get the artwork done at the beginning of the year when we came in with so much gusto.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of think this is sort of my attitude towards everything now. It's like it'll just take the time it needs.
It'll be ready when it's ready. That sounds like mum making dinner.
It's ready when it's ready,
okay?
But I'm hungry now. It was hard as a kid, right, when you're hungry and then you want dinner and you're allowed fruit, but even then, you know, it's hard.
You don't get the real
growing.
Treats.
You're actually literally growing.
It's wild to think about. Imagine if your limbs were just growing now at the same state they were when you were a kid.
Do you reckon you've reached your peak height?
Yeah. If anything, I honestly think I've shrunk recently.
Oh, I actually cannot wait to shrink.
I just think more people have been calling me short. Do you want to be shorter?
Yeah, I would love to be shorter.
Would you want to?
I just am so alarmed by the amount of people that go, oh my God, you're enormous to me. Like, they're like, you're so tall, but I'm just so big. Like, I'm a huge guy. And I've noticed that more and more every time I meet people on the street. They just like, can't believe how tall and big I am. But I'm just so big. I take up so much space. I can't believe it. But in my brain, I'm still a tiny little Tom Thumb.
I feel like it's nice to take up some space, though. I'm like, tiny God. Everyone's just looking down.
I'd love to fit in a little goodie bag. You know, just to take away. I'd love that. I'd love to be a little morsel.
There was a story on the radio the other day about new shoes that they basically look kind of like Allbirds, but they add 2 inches to your height. And I was like, God, that's so dumb. And then I thought about being 5'10" for a little bit, and I was like,
Maybe buy a pair. Maybe you should get a pair. I love it. They're like Allbirds, but they make you taller. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't
what
the whole thing about Allbirds, like they're made out of like lamb's wool?
I just mean visually they look like Allbirds. Same kind of style. They're not, like, are they lambs?
Sheep. What are Allbirds? They're like made out of recycled Coke bottles or something, right?
All I know is, and no offense, because I know they're a Kiwi company that's worth lots of money now and they've done well, but they make people's feet
ugly.
Stink and they don't look good.
I have never worn Allbirds, and you know, I support local, but I don't stand them. I don't. Yeah,
I'm like, congratulations, but I never want to see another pair.
They are the complete opposite to Crocs in many ways. Like, Crocs are like the most synthetic shoe you can get, and I guess Allbirds is the most natural. And with anything that's good for the planet, good for you, it comes at a price.
And the price is your feet stink and you look bad. There are people out there that can pull them off, honestly. And the way they talk about the comfort, I'm like, well, that's good.
But my folks love them. They really stand by them. And whenever they're in Auckland, they're like, we've got to go to the Allbirds shop.
Where is the Allbirds shop? Newmarket. It's
like downtown, you know, what do you call it? What is that?
Commercial Bay.
Yeah, but it's the other one. Britomart. Do you know what? Commercial Bay, Britomart, and like Wynyard Quarter need to get a grip and just like kind of figure out what they're doing, because I feel like they're all fighting against each other.
True.
I know they're very different geographical places, but I'm like, you're all downtown.
You're all the same. It's absolutely all the same to me.
And I love the idea of downtown. Like, to be downtown, it just feels classy. I don't know.
It feels very fancy down there. Do you know what made me furious?
Yeah, go on.
This is the problem with Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland City. What is going on with the public transport? Dua Lipa happens. There's 14,000 people there. We were like, we're going to be able to catch the train home because there's a train stop right there. And then there's a train stop outside our house. And then we went there and the final train was at 10:23 and it was 10:25 and we got there. Why would you not add an extra train when there's a concert happening?
This fucking country needs to grow the fuck up. And I'm sorry for swearing, but I'm sick of it.
Every time I see someone on a train.
Fuck up.
When I see she was on a train on bloody A League of Their Own the other night, and I was like, God, I wish I had her life.
I wish it was a
closeted lesbian in the war, World War II, but she can catch a train.
In some ways harder, in some ways you're on time.
Yeah.
I've just realized, I cannot believe it, but I'm actually starting this podcast on low battery, and I'm using the cable that charges my laptop to plug in the microphone. So we're just going to hold for 10 seconds while I find another cable.
Do you want me to fill time, or should Tim just cut it?
We'll cut it. I'll be 2 seconds. Okay,
good. I actually thought it would be kind of fun if I kind of had a little bit of a solo moment, but Chris has obviously made his wishes clear that he would like this to be cut out. So, got it. He's got his plug now, and he is plugging it in. And it looks like we could be all go with
that. Was actually pretty. That was pretty effective.
Yeah, you got that. You got that done really, really quick. Really quick.
Boom, we're charged. How about that? Oh my God. Talk about Cable City.
It was gorgeous. I got a little bit of time to catch up on Be Real.
Has it just happened?
No, just yesterday. I hadn't really looked.
I think we're at the end of social media.
I agree. I think it's all about like to collapse. Yeah.
I've been writing my in and out lists for 2023. It's a work in progress.
How will you publish this?
Oh, just drunk on New Year's night to exclaim it to whoever's going to be there to screech it from a mountaintop.
Yeah.
Okay, these are my ins and outs. In, paying 20 cents for a brown paper bag at the supermarket.
I love doing that.
I love doing that. And I feel like there's a shame there where they're like, you should use a $2 bag. Or you should have remembered. And I'm like, actually, my fucking compost needs paper.
Yeah, and I think the paper ones might be better for the planet than having 40 reusable bags.
But they don't
bags.
Want you to know that. I'll just do you some highlights. I think hotel lobby bars are coming in. I think quality time's coming in. Digital cameras, digicams, they're in a big way.
They're huge.
They've seen them everywhere.
Red eyes back.
Being a bit random, I think that's done. I also think flash mobs might be in, but that's sort of similar to being a bit random.
And what, dance flash mobs, proposal flash, all of it, all of the above.
All of it, like the musical big theater. Flash mob wave of, as a way to promote an amateur musical.
When were they, 2010?
I'd say even earlier.
About time to come
back.
Time,
you know, cyclical, sort of 10 years. Out, fucking oat milk's gone, I reckon.
What do you got against it?
I just think it's out. I'm sick of it.
I think the taste is good. What are you simping instead?
Well, I know that it's like, you know, it's highly processed, right? Like it's, so it's very, very sweet.
Mm.
And people are drinking it, I think, because they were like, I'm cutting dairy. But I'm like, then you go home and have a big slice of cheese.
And I think it was originally the most ethical one, but maybe it's actually not, like all things.
Like all things.
Soy is, I think, truly actually the best, even though it has an annoying flavor. It is high in protein, and I don't think it really is killing the planet to have soy milk, but it is to have almond. But you know what I had in the UK? Hazelnut what? Milk.
Oh, yeah. That is expensive, I imagine.
That's dope.
No one nut should be the monopoly. Like, I think it could be any nut. Like, you should... Mixed nut milk. Yeah, exactly. Mixed nut milk. Fruit and nut milk.
Scroggin milk.
Scroggin milk?
Lewis Scroggin? Road Creamery Scroggin.
Scroggin is, I gotta say, one of the worst words there is in the dictionary.
Yeah, why do we do that? Why can't Scroggin. We just call it trail mix like a grown-up country?
What the fuck is Scroggin?
Sounds like scrotum or smegma.
Yeah, it's there, isn't it? It's just... Yeah. And for me, it's like... You know, you'd eat it because there's the chance of a little bit of chocky.
Mm.
Isn't that? That's really what's enticing you to scroggin.
Certainly not there for the nuts. Maybe
designer scroggin could come in, though.
Do you like those skinny dipped almonds?
Love them.
At my show in New Plymouth, they had a little green room with some snacks, and one of them was white chocolate raspberry skinny dipped almonds. And it's heaven.
But I'm going to say, skinny dipped almond feels... eating disorder adjacent.
Oh, stupid.
You're like, I'm losing weight by each bite, you know, and I'm like, I think, you know what? I love a scorchy. I love a scorched arm. Love that they've been fucking scorched. You know, they're not chocolate covered almonds. They're scorched.
It's more important. Yeah, we're not even putting chocolate anywhere near the title because the main thing is how we roasted the almond, even though it is 70% chocolate.
That's so crazy. And in my brain, I was like, scorched means to dunk something in chocolate 30 times until it's got a thick coating. That's to be so scorched. Thick.
They are thick dipped almonds.
They are thick dipped. I want those thick dipped almonds. But what I was going to get to was that I think Instagram content's on the out. I put it on my out list despite, you know, building a living from it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done
you
with
bought
that.
You bought as a consumer, you bought as a creator, or just both? It's all just done.
All of it. I'm like, what observation is there left to be unturned? It's like, when you breathe, be like, you know, there's not one human mannerism left that isn't become a video.
Yeah, that's
blinking,
true.
Be like, and I'm just like, we know.
I don't. I was going to say, like, just a picture on Instagram sometimes. But
yeah, I love a picture.
Not enough to keep me passionate about the app.
What is your favourite Christmas treat?
Christmas mince tart. I love it. I love them.
Like a fresh one or like a sort of supermarket one?
No, freshly made. But also, if you can make the little staff at the top, I do love that. Kind of plunked, but then you can see a little bit of the fruit creeping out the sides.
Yeah, it's important.
Dusting of icing sugar.
When they've got the full lid, it's too dry, isn't it?
How funny is it that it's called mince? Fruit mince.
It's fruit mince. Well, to mince something, isn't it? Like, is to blend
like
it.
Minced garlic, yeah.
Minced
garlic.
But
isn't that blended? Yeah, I guess it is.
It's pulverized and scorched. It's scorched.
What's your favorite Christmas tree? They were playing Christmas music at Countdown just before when I picked up my LaCroix.
Oh, it is the Yuletide season. I'm going to say, you know, it's funny when you get older, you are drawn towards the fruitcake. And you never think you'd get there, do you? As a kid, you think, when? When will that happen? And it just slowly begins to... You think, I'm going to dabble with the icing. Oh, it's a bit too sweet. I'm going to bring some of this fruit mince, like, cake thing into it. So that feels very festive to me. But my auntie would always do this crazy thing where she'd do... chocolate covered, scorched, like hokey pokey pieces.
What?
But then, like basically little crunchies, you know.
Yum.
But, and then also scorched, and I'm using scorched in the term of like being completely covered in chocolate, ginger. And if you bit into the ginger one, you would be furious. Like, it was such a nasty little trick. And I don't think I'm that old yet. Like, I'm not willingly wanting to eat, like, ginger.
I quite like a bit of crystallized ginger.
Do you?
I think I am an old soul. I've liked fruitcake forever, and I am into crystallized ginger. I'll eat it all.
You eat crystallized... I mean, that is the epitome of being an old soul, in a sense, is, like, if you... drawn towards crystallized ginger.
Do you think there's any health benefits to it? You know how eating ginger when you've got a cold or whatever is meant to be good.
I'm going to Google it.
Do you think you'll get COVID a second time before the end of 2022?
Nah. I've had it once. That's all I'm going to have.
Me either. I think I'm done.
I called my attitude out the other day because I was like, oh, fuck, I'm getting it again. And then I was like, actually, nah, I don't want it again. When I had it, I was like, I don't want it. It's not like being drunk. You know? I honestly, my brain cannot work at this rate because I'm currently Googling health benefits of crystallized ginger while talking about this. And I'm like, my brain's like working so hard because it's never thought about the health benefits of crystallized ginger. Okay, here we go. Health benefits, 7 health benefits of crystallized ginger are, oh my God. Mm.
Oh, wow.
Anti-inflammatory, helps with motion sickness. Oh, yeah, they always go have a bit of ginger if you're motion sick.
Yes, if your stomach's getting a bit stirred up.
Aids with indigestion. Can help with digestive disorders. I would say that's the same. May help with cold and flu symptoms. Ginger helps with asthma. May improve circulation.
Wow.
And that's crystallized, no less.
Actually, you know what I've got as a Christmas treat that my family always does, which is bloody delicious?
Yeah.
You get your blender, you chuck a full pack of Toffee Pops in it with some cream cheese.
You've discussed these before.
You roll it into balls. You put them in the fridge. You scorch them in chocolate.
You scorch them in chocolate.
They're out the gate. They're like Lindt chocolate balls suck my Toffee Pop chocolate balls. They're so much better than Lindt balls.
Suck my Toffee Pop balls. Fuck, I love it. I love a Lindt ball. And the other day I was at Faro. You don't like them? Or do you love them?
Loved it the first time, and now I don't know. Sometimes to me it just tastes like butter with barely any flavour.
You've got to get the temperature right. Have you ever had one warm?
Yeah.
Honey, it has come in the mouth. Like, it is like, you know, you bite into the ball and it's like oozes. And you're like, it is body temperature. Body temperature, liquid coating my throat. It is too much. Sorry, and that was really gross. That was gross. Okay, I've now just searched the health benefits of milk chocolate covered almonds, or as we would know it, scorched.
Scorchies.
And they say it reduces the risk of a heart attack, lower bad cholesterol brackets, protects artery walls from damage, helps build healthy bones and teeth. I can't believe this. Provides healthy fats and aid in weight loss. Bullshit.
That's not true. It's just not true.
Why should you eat chocolate-covered almonds today? .com.
That's a whole website?
No.
Visit why should you eat chocolate-covered almonds today? .com.
Oh, my gosh. What were we talking about before? Oh, I got distracted by truly shocking health benefits. Do you have a fact of the gay?
Nah, I really don't.
No, I've lost
you. I kind
of
did Google. Here's some.
Oh, hang on. We've got a fact of the gay.
Okay.
The scorchy almonds and the ginger. We just listed 2 facts of the day. Gay.
Wait, why are they facts of the gay?
Or did you know that?
Did I know what? That they existed?
No, that they have health, 7 health benefits.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, actually, here's a sad fact of the day. Do you know that the voice
day?
Of...
Day? When is it suddenly fact of the day?
Sorry, I'm taking the gay out of it. Can we end the agenda here? Can we just have a fact of the day now?
Okay, Now it's time for your fact of the day. Your once a month fact of the day.
Okay, the fact of the gay this week.
Fact of the gay.
Kevin Conroy, he was the voice of Batman for 30 years. Every cartoon series, every video game. He's just passed away. Very sad, but he's gay.
Huh.
The voice of Batman.
Was gay.
I mean, I think he's still probably gay in heaven. Or hell. Whichever he chose. Because it is a choice.
I reckon if I went to heaven and I could choose, I would go straight. Just to see what it's like. Like, in terms of a cop. Like, just try it out, you know?
Yeah, because you're like, I've done enough gay stuff on Earth. In heaven, I'll bag it up. Oh, no. I'll straight butch it up. Butch it up.
Yeah, why not? Oh, that's sad. I mean, Batman's always had gay energy, hasn't he? I guess the Robin relationship, and mm-hmm. he's sort of...
Joker's quite
one
gay.
One of the ultimate characters we've always sort of hoped would be gay.
Guy, you know what is etched in my mind is Jim Carrey as the Riddler in the skin-tight question mark outfit, and his penis is there. And the same with...
His penis is there. It's present.
It was quite shocking in the 90s, the amount of kind of just characters wearing... Men wearing tights. I mean, it's awesome. Mm. Jareth in the Labyrinth. I mean, there's two.
That's two, yeah.
That's two.
I like the idea of, I find leggings to be very comfortable. And when I was a kid, I was often put in leggings with like a big jumper. And I think it's quite a fun silhouette, which it's like kind of, I called this last year actually, that Princess Diana aesthetic was going to be on the out. The big t-shirt and bike shorts. And I do like it, we're not seeing it as much. But it's interesting because the new season of The Crown is out. Are you a Crown head?
Well, so I was obsessed with whatever the last one was, season four. Loved it. But I haven't watched any of it apart from that. But I've heard that season five is a little bit on the average side.
Yes. I think it's hard because we know it the most. The casting's a bit off. And people want it to be as real as possible. Whereas I'm like, you should push it. You should push it. Like, make the queen, like, just not look like her at all.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, it's not the same. You know, and it's weird because you fall in love with the cast and they get pushed out.
I love Emma Corrin. I saw the Harry Styles Gay Policeman movie, which she's in as well.
What was that like?
Fine. I don't know. It was all right. I actually thought Harry was better in it than he is in usual movies. And quite a lot of steamy sex scenes. But it does keep flashing between the, like, those characters grown up. Rupert Everett is one of them. And the woman who plays Emma Corrin grown up gives a performance I hated. I hated it. Actually, both. And the Harry Styles grown up guy as well. And I just didn't need to flash forward at all. I was like, let's just let the story play out. We don't need to be flashing forward and back.
But it is just
another, like, sad gay story. It's terrible for everyone. It's all bad. Everyone involved is bad.
What do we want to see?
It's quite sad and tragic.
What do we want to see? Like, what? I think it's time for gay villains.
What you mean, as opposed to, like, Jafar and, like, every villain that has been gay?
But they're
forever.
Like coded.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm like, maybe it's time for, like, despicable gay characters, just like horrible morals, nasty pieces of work. My Oscar-contending film, Nasty Piece of Work.
Nasty Piece of Work. Chris Parker is a gay villain. I'm sure we've had some big gay villains. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Just like, you know those gays who are just a piece of shit? Like, I think maybe we should start seeing, like, because we've, in terms of, like, you know, honest depictions, honest representation, I'm like, it's about time maybe that we have some, like, money-hungry, like, misogynistic, awful trash bag gay who gets his comeuppance.
Have you ever looked into Ollie London?
No, who's Ollie London?
So Ollie London is a British gay man. I think gay. Actually, I don't know how he identifies now. Had a lot of plastic surgery, but for a while he identified as a Korean woman. So he identified as transgender and transracial. And then just this way, I was watching the clip this morning of him on Tucker Carlson going on and speaking about how he detransitioned and he never would have transitioned if it wasn't for like schools promoting queer lifestyles.
Oh my gosh.
But then it's like, how can anyone, no one told you to identify as trans Korean. That you can't do that.
It's sort of, it's funny, this sort of popped up in my, sort of in the storm of like Instagram and TikTok and sort of between those apps was Jeffree Star. Do you remember Jeffree Star?
Yeah.
I think he's like quitting YouTube now. And I was sort of like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Like,
wow.
he was sort of almost despicable. Like, sort of,
yeah,
it was always being kind of cancelled and sort of money hungry.
Also, isn't the big story that he had an affair with Kanye West as well?
Yes, but I think he was sort of feeding those rumors, potentially.
Yeah.
I am loving the Kardashians. I mean, the Kardashians, in many sense, is like the Crown. Even though
you're watching season two?
Yeah. Oh, wow. God, yeah. It's fantastic. Because it's like fictionalizing like their lives. Because I feel like basically a whole bunch of events play out in real life. They make all their decisions and they go back and reshoot and sort of retell history. Depending on like what they want. I mean, they probably don't. But that's my theory anyway.
Some of them must be filmed at the time, but then some of it they're obviously constructing, eh?
Wow. Was that big? Who was that? What was the big concert that like all those people passed away at because they got like trampled? Was it Travis?
That's Travis Scott at some festival, yeah.
So they like, the week that happened, like that played out in season one of The Kardashians and they sort of reshot some bits to be like, Kendall's away here, but she was like totally at that festival.
Oh, yeah.
So they can like sort of manipulate how things happen and play out. And they're just recently going through Kim and the Marilyn Monroe dress, which I still don't know how I think I'm just like, oh, I don't care. You know, like I don't care. But we really got caught up in the drama for a bit.
People lost it about that. And you know what?
You can kind of, I guess it's something to care about.
Don't you think it adds to the history of the dress that it was worn again and that's part of its story? Like now it goes back in that museum and that's, you know, it's more. There's more to talk about with that.
I definitely agree. Yeah, I'm like, it's just an article of clothing and it created more relevance for it and created more story. I'm like, that just becomes the history of that object. Yeah, that it was once worn by one of the greatest like pop culture icons and then reworn by the next greatest icon who then ruined it and was trashed for it. And I think that is a comment on history and culture that now we sort of tear down our celebrities. Because I was kind of thinking, like, if that had happened back in the day, we probably wouldn't have critiqued it as hard.
I'm feeling like you go.
No, you go.
Well, I'm just feeling like I'm a little bit talking about a moment like that and how we unpacked it, which was mainly, for me, Twitter is where I saw all the content about it. And now Twitter is really definitely dying. Like, it's absolutely dead and gone, and everyone's moving away. And I'm just kind of like, I wonder how I'm going to follow, I guess, TikTok. But even then, it's like, it just doesn't work in the same way to truly be sure that you're actually keeping up with whatever the important thing is.
Kardashians.
Yeah, just watching the Kardashians. Then you find out 6 months later the thing that you already know.
So tell me, like, because I left Twitter pre-Elon. Taking over. What is the vibe there?
Carnage. And just like literally, like, I'm probably on the smaller side of things, but I've definitely lost like 150 followers in the last week or something. Like, it's just people are just max exiting, and all the tweets are very like violin band on the Titanic, and so much of your feed is Elon Musk replying to people being like, ha ha ha, we're all having fun, but no one's having fun. I guess it was already the vibes were off, you know? People don't need. It's the same thing as you're saying about Instagram. I'm like, people don't really need their takes to be out there all the time. But it's sad because there's also been people on Twitter talking about the fact that they got like writing opportunities and stuff out of Twitter, and that without it, they're like, I wonder what the next. But there will be another thing, you know?
There'll always be. And like, it's not like the internet's going away, but I do think, yeah, it's like our relationship with it is shifting dramatically. I mean, but people are still on Snapchat. That's the thing that I sort of always surprises me.
Yeah.
It's like Snapchat is still relevant. Like, the kid, every time someone asks for a selfie, like a Gen Zer asks for a selfie, it's always on Snapchat.
That's so crazy.
But I heard a rumor that it's got a better quality camera, but it's the same camera.
Is it also maybe like in the same way that we've been talking about Be Real? It's kind of like closed off. It really is just for your friends on Snapchat.
True.
You don't really build a following on there.
They just want to live. They just want to live.
Yeah, that's what people do with their mates. God. There's no you can't become Snapchat famous, can you?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you could kind of, I guess, like there's quite, like you could share your QR picture or whatever and get people to follow you. And I think like a lot of people like send their nudes out that way via Twitter.
Oh, yes. And that's when people put the little ghost in, eh? That's like, that means add me on Snapchat and I'll send you a photo of my dick.
Gorgeous. It's
gorgeous. That's beautiful. Did you watch The Black Ferns?
I didn't. My stance on rugby extends towards women. No. That's a joke I've been testing. And every time I've done it, it hasn't flown. If you don't like rugby, then don't support women in rugby.
It's all bad.
It's all bad. No, I obviously was keeping up, and I was doing a show in Palmerston North.
Oh, and yes, yeah, yeah.
I was very much like backstage going like, oh, I want to check on the game, which I've never sort of had that before. And then when I checked it, I was like, oh my God, I was truly thrilled to see that they had won.
Yeah, I did that with the semifinal. I like was just watching on like other people's posts, and I was like, man, this is exciting. Not even just watching it, but this time I had a show in New Plymouth at 9 p.m. so I could watch the first half, and I watched it in a pub, me and Sam. And then
did
I
you
went
talk
for
the
about
show. It on stage.
Oh yeah, I did a gag. I did a gag which was like, normally I love being performing on a rugby night because we can all unite and be like, we hate sports, but tonight it's like, you're not feminist. But it was fun vibes.
It is amazing to think about, like, Mad Chapman from the spin-off posted like one of her pieces from like 2018, which is like, stop treating the Black Ferns like the warm-up act. And this was back when they were, you know, like no one was supporting them. And like how it's a remarkable thing to see, like when we consciously decide to fix something in our culture or look at it or interrogate it and talk about it, then eventually we're able to like turn it around. And so from basically a lot of people not knowing who the Black Ferns were to selling out Eden Park is like all down to the work of those people who have been like championing them and the Black Ferns themselves.
And thank God, because it's so much more exciting to watch. No offense to the All Blacks, but the All Blacks games that I've seen are so boring. The Black Ferns games, well, was thrilling. It was the best rugby I've ever seen.
I do think I'm entering a sort of chapter of my life where I am curious about sports more. And it's the same part of me that is wanting to eat Christmas cake. You know, it's a maturity. You give a shit about sport, I guess. I think it's a cool thing to like in many ways.
Well, we used to have, like, we've had other things that have been, like, our sports, you know? You know when, like, X Factor was on, that would felt like sports, because it literally was like...
And Drag Race.
And Drag Race, and you watch it, and you're doing this United thing all at once, but both of those, X Factor's gone, and Drag Race is just on too much for anyone to truly care, so it's...
Isn't that amazing that it's just... It's too, like, it's just so much of it now. But I'll tell you what, I am excited for a third season of Down Under, because I feel like even though the second season didn't have the same, like, investment, it felt like, from all the viewers, like, I just remember seeing, like, all those Queen's socials, like, just blow up instantly when they were announced, because, like, the world was watching. And then I think everyone's feeling that fatigue in the way that, like, I'm not racing to see, like, Canada Drag Race.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still, you know, a passionate audience. And you do see the impact that it has on those Queen's lives. Like, Spanky Jackson is, like, barely in New Zealand at the moment. Like, she's just touring all the time. And I think it's awesome.
It's so cool. And also, we're at an exciting stage where they've, like, now that they've done two seasons, they've kind of... You know, like, they've used a lot of the real mainstays, and there's gonna, like, more wild card people are gonna be in the cast, which means that more surprises, I reckon.
When will we see Gina on Drag Race?
She's gotta be on it this time. She's gotta be on it.
She's ready.
Gotta be on it. Yeah.
It's just a little personal shout out there. I feel like, come on.
Every time I see one of her shows, like, she does all the big propaganda parties and stuff, and I'm like, I can't believe it.
Ready for it.
She's ready for it.
We went to Dua Lipa. Separate nights.
Yeah.
We both had the time of our lives.
I couldn't stop raving about it. I'm wearing my merch t-shirt all the time.
It's just fantastic merch. And I'll tell you what. I'll call myself out. I was like, I don't know if I want to go to Dua Lipa. I'm going to get COVID. Didn't get COVID. Had the time of my life. Dance my fucking up. I was just like, you're going to enjoy yourself. And oh my God.
I never stopped dancing.
I didn't stop dancing. Did you party out the back or were you up close at the front?
We got quite close. You know how she had the little thrust on the runway that she was coming, you know, when you're close enough at a concert that you're like, oh, there's a real person. We were that close and it felt so good.
Unlike the drag race concert there.
With no screens.
A couple of weeks earlier where we were so far away and there was no camera and no screen. So it was like, it was such a unique experience. I can't quite describe what we were seeing, but they were genuinely so far away.
Well, some of them are live singing and performing, but yeah. Then when someone is lip syncing a kilometer away from you, it's not a kilometer, but it's a couple hundred meters.
It feels like a kilometer.
Yeah.
But you got to say, Spanky and Keita.
They both brought the house down. They proved why they're the winners. The best numbers.
Unbelievable.
So, like, they looked amazing. So funny.
So funny. Just like absolutely got the scale of it. Knew what to do. Oh, unreal.
I loved your guy's number as well. That'd be highly committed for me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, highly committed. A merit borderline excellence.
It's NCAA exams at the moment.
Fuck. Oh my God. Just the thought of having to do exams makes me so happy to be an adult.
Cramming. I've never had to cram information in my adult life. Like, I guess you learn lines, but even then it's not the same as being like, oh, I wonder what sort of questions they'll ask me. I better study the height of this Greek vase in case it comes up.
Sometimes I do feel like I need someone to ride my ass like a teacher would, though. Like, you know, just be like, if you don't...
That's the kinkiest thing I've ever...
But, like, if you don't hand this in with... you know, proper spelling and punctuation, I will fail you. Like, I do feel like I need, because I feel like I could just be like, I'm having a busy week and get out of any sort of deadline. Whereas sometimes I feel like I need a bit of heat from someone. And I do miss that kind of pressure of a teacher being like, you will fucking miss your lunchtime if you don't hand in your homework.
Yeah, that is nice. I do like it when they ride.
Ride
I want
my
someone
ass.
To ride my ass like my teacher would. Get it on a t-shirt.
Have you just given up? Like, are you just... I'm done for the year. Are you done for the year?
I am counting the days, the minutes, the seconds.
Hell yeah.
Really can't wait for it to be done. I think once I'm in December, it'll feel different because then everything is sort of like a celebration of its ending. Like Christmas parties, gigs. It's all like, oh, it's the last one of the year.
I feel sorry for November in a sense. I'm sort of thinking this.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Like, you're just like, basically, like, let's get to December. And October's like, ooh, Halloween. And like, the year's wrapping up. And then November, we're just like, all disassociate for a month. And then we hit December merrily on high.
What date's Thanksgiving? Maybe we should obviously not celebrate that holiday, but, you know, come up with our own so that we've got something to do in November.
Oh, because it's November, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, it must be. Because it's in between Halloween and Christmas.
Are you going to get a Christmas tree?
Yeah, we actually almost... There was a Christmas shop in New Plymouth. Gorgeous. But the tree... Because I think we're going to get a plastic beauty that, you know...
We're going to get a plastic beauty too. I'm allergic to pine.
Sam really wants a pine one, but I'm like, nah, it'll just be dead and we'll have to throw it out. Exactly.
The English love a pine tree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Smells like Christmas. But you can just get a spray that has a pine scent.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. What's a pine candle?
I'm actually, like, obsessed with my mum. She has this crab tree in Evelyn, like, room scent. Called Noel, and she would just like mist it around the house, and she's like, oh, smells a bit like Christmas, like, and we're just like mist, and it's just such a lovely gift, and the way that she does it is just genuinely so sweet.
This room spray, do you spray it on objects or does it just kind of sift around the air?
It's a really good question. I think it sort of floats.
Yeah, cool.
They made Noel in like into an oil that you'd put on the fairy lights and then they would heat up. Here's a question. Are you multicolored or warm white?
Warm white.
Yeah.
What about you?
Grew up multicolored. Tending towards warm white.
Yeah.
Cold white?
I should put some around our hedges or something. Got these gorgeous hedges at the front.
You could... Yeah, I mean, this is your year to be like, we are a house that does this.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, there's that iconic house that has that thing. Like, you could have like a make the Yuletide gay or like a little queer pun.
Wow. That's exciting, actually.
And everyone's like, I love that sign in that place. I'm not outing your address.
We're hosting Sam's family on Christmas Eve as well. We're going to have a little pre-event with some cocktails and like, we're going to do dinner. So... this is our real chance to put our stamp on what that event can be. Because that might be our, like, ongoing contribution to Christmas, you know?
I am never going to get the chance to host Christmas, I realized, because we're childless.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't be like, okay, everyone's coming to the gay uncle's Christmas house for Christmas. Because we don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Although maybe, I don't know.
It is... I don't want to say kids kill Christmas, but it does become on Christmas Day, once there's kids in the family, when they go to bed, everyone just goes, sits there in silence for a couple of hours and goes to bed.
Everyone reads their book that they got for Christmas and then just sort of dozes off.
We used to have this hardcore board games tournament with a trophy. We would compete for the whole day.
And then you'd go to bed, and then your parents would go,
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You're right. I got plenty of good years.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I have to think about presents, actually. I mean, because I was like, I want to be the cash in the card uncle. But I think you called me out on a previous podcast, and then also... I've sort of anecdotally thrown it around and tested it with people, and they're like, 4 is too young for cash in a card.
Yeah, I don't know when you're allowed to start, though. I got $10 cash in a card from my auntie, like, every year for, I don't even know how long. It was so good.
Maybe school. I think school is, sort of 5 or 6.
Yeah. No one's letting up in my family. Everyone's getting... So we do Secret Santa, so we each have one of the other kids, but then we all get presents for our nephew and nieces. That's bloody, they've got too much stuff.
Too much stuff.
They don't need it all. We didn't get that when I was a kid.
The only way that you can get cut through in gift giving like that is a toy you can play with on the day.
Yes, and you know what? One time, Sam was like, I want to get a present just from me. Very adorable. And then he got them those from Bunnings, you know, those things that you spin and then they fly with the little wings.
And
they played with those all day and ditched all the expensive Lego.
A toy that you can play on the day is like, you know, it's just, it has all the novelty, the fun, and then it's like, you don't have to think about it for much longer, but it creates memories. And time is really all we've got.
It's like a Bop It. I think if they haven't got a Bop It yet, a Bop It's always going to pop off.
A Bop It's going to pop it.
It's going to pop it.
I mean, the most valuable thing in this world is time, isn't it? And I learned that from the person that I sold my car to. That my car that I crashed, sold it.
And they said that to you?
And as I handed it over, they invited me in for a cup of tea. I sat down, chatted for a bit, and we were talking about our lives flashing before our eyes. And then they said to me, the most valuable thing in this world is time over money, because money you can replenish, but time is like, if you give your time over to someone, then it's gone. Like, you can't get that back. And I was
that
like,
that is, wow. That is,
it actually
that is potent words, you know?
I know. It's left a lasting impact on me. And it's such a great framework for thinking about everything, like even gift giving. It's like, oh, I'll just give you my time because it's like you can't, there's nothing more valuable than that.
God, Chris, I really needed to hear that today.
I needed to hear it from the person that I bought my car off, sold my car to. And so then they bought my car for $500 cash.
Your Corolla, the one from our series.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
I've got cold hard cash in my wallet. And I did think to myself, I'm going to spend that money on time or something like that. Like, I didn't quite work it out, but on making more time.
You buy 16 clocks.
How much did you buy? A minute. I wonder how much time costs, roughly. People are like,
How much does a lawyer charge? $12 a minute or something crazy.
Really? I feel like they're more.
Yeah, true. Do you feel sad about that car? Or do you just feel like, thank God it's gone?
I'm starting to think I don't have any sentimental value to any item in my life.
I'm with you. I don't put any value in objects. And when people do, I'm often shaken by it. I have a few people in my life recently who've like broken something which seems quite inconsequential to me, and they've got really emotional about it because of the emotional value it holds for them. And I've just had to be like, you know what? People are different. I would never cry about anything. I won't say that because maybe something will break in the house and I'll
cry. There's a couple of things I've probably got that I'm like, you've got to be careful with that, Chris. You know, like, and some nice objects, but I would get over it within 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You know?
I'm the same. I remember being gutted when I lost my, like, nice headphones because I love, like, the perfect on a plane. The sound is so good. But then the thing was, it was like, that's not even, there's no sentimental emotional value.
And they're just given to you by a dying aunt. Yeah,
no, like,
you
need it. No, it.
This, my heirloom from my great-grandfather was, it's so funny because really, like, heirlooms from, they were like his old, you know, megaphone or like, you know, like this old clock. And now the version of that is like an iWatch or AirPods.
Yeah, true. And
it's sort of not the same though, is it? But they were still at the time like products. So they were considered heirlooms.
I've got quite a fancy pen from my opa when he passed away, and it came in like a box. It's not a Parker pen, it's some other fancy brand of pen, but obviously it's special, but not enough for me to have learnt the brand, which is actually quite bad. But I did think, I was like, you know what? When you get these things, you should use them because they're here to be used. But now I honestly think it's too casual because now it's just like plopping around the bottom of my bag.
That is too casual. Do you think there's any item that's being made in this world that could last as an heirloom? Like any item that you own now that you could give to your daughter, who would then give it to her daughter, who would then give it to her son, and they'll be like, this comes from great-great-great-grandfather Eli. Is there any item in your house right now that you could, that would be of worth?
Some of the furniture. Because everything most of our furniture is vintage, so it's already got that inherent value. And I also actually think maybe some clothes.
You don't think at all? As an heirloom?
Yeah. Well,
like what? What? Your Dua Lipa t-shirt.
No, not my Dua Lipa t-shirt, but like, maybe nothing actually. But like my favourite jacket, I'm like that green zebra stripe jacket, I'm like that might, you know, like in 50 years, someone could, it's not maybe heirloomed, but you know, they could wear it and be like, it's vintage.
In 50 years. I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to start thinking about that.
Maybe some art. What? You've probably got art. I've got art. Yeah.
We've been cashing in on art in a big way. And maybe some of my felt objects. Like I was thinking, because my felt crown is being put away at Te Papa, the Auckland Museum.
How soon is it being put away?
Like within the next week or so, because they want to protect the fibres.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, it was in like almost in the bin when it was at my house. Just like keep it up there till it rots, but they're putting it away. And I was like crazy that I was like, maybe when I'm like 95 and I'm like, you know, about to croak it, I'm going to be like, I would love to see my crown. And then I'll get this like gorgeous little visit to the Auckland Museum and go see it in a box somewhere.
Surely every so often they'll wheel it out. Surely they'll be doing a pandemic exhibit every so often. Isn't that so surreal to think of what, like, when you're 95, in like 60 years, a 15-year-old seeing that hat and then have to learn what Instagram was.
Like, oh, that's that comedian that tried to do a stand-up show on a plane and fell out and died tragically or something like that.
That's just what, like, you think is going to happen to you?
No, I don't know. I think I'm going to choke on, like, bok choy.
I think I'll slap and hit my head.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think that's a perfect place to end the podcast.
Did you not have a Queen of the Week?
Oh, true. Really good question.
Queen of the Week.
Oh, Ruby Tui?
Of course. The Tutitamana Iwi video is like, I've watched it so many times. It's so,
she's now 2 for 2 in terms of, like, viral post interviews.
Yeah.
It's just a crowd pleaser, you know, just like gets out there and just like gives it all to the crowd. It's unbelievable.
There's never been more charisma.
There's never been more charisma. So yeah, absolutely, the Queen of the Week is Ruby Tui. I was just thinking then, back to your death, it is crazy to die like one of those. I think if I died like one of those commercials, the ACC commercials, I'll be embarrassed. Like, imagine dying by falling through a glass table
while eating Weetabix.
You'd be like, I can't believe this is the way I'm going.
It would be just devastating, eh? Yeah, I truly think that is what it'll be for me. I'll have done something so stupid. Because, like, one time I crashed my bike because my shoelaces got caught around the pedal. And, like, I'm like, imagine if this had happened in a worse situation.
And then, like, it's like the coroner's report was like, his laces got caught in his pedal and he died. You'd just be like, oh my God, that is tragic. That's why I'm scared about choking on ham and stuff, because I'm just like, imagine if it was like they found his body, he hadn't chewed enough.
Yeah, the ham was going down the wrong pipe.
He ate it too fast. He went down the wrong pipe. I love that expression. It's gone down the wrong pipe. How did he die? Went down the wrong pipe.
I've got such a visceral memory. 8 years old. I reckon I maybe have told this on the podcast before, but I took a very long piece of streaky bacon and it half went down and half was out, and I had to physically pull it all back down because I got stuck and I was full on choking at the dinner table. And then you pull something out of your mouth that you've been choking on, and then it's sitting on your plate and you're like, that is the worst thing I've ever seen.
My sister used to choke all the time, but to the point where, like, no one was fazed anymore. They'd be like, Liv's is choking on her nachos, and Dad'd be like, Jesus Christ, and then, like, pick her up and shake her upside down and get the nachos out. Oh, I would hate to die on nachos.
No, that is criminal.
Like, that might be the most humiliating meal to go on.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't go. It doesn't get worse.
Because a burrito, you'd be like, I get it.
Burritos, there's still a lot of sustenance to a burrito. Like, if I've got a big evening and a lot to do, I'm like, I'll have a burrito because I really need to pack in the power.
But nachos, you're like, grow up.
Yeah.
Why are you eating nachos?
God, they can be a real treat, though. I haven't had them in a long time.
Oh, you should have them tonight. I had them like a week ago and it was bliss.
We did Nadia Lim's ones during lockdown one and they rocked.
What is in those? I imagine just too many ingredients.
Well, I can't remember if this was because we had to substitute something, but it had a lot of refried beans in it, and then you kind of like simmer it in the pot and then you put the cheese on the top and then you grill the cheese and divine.
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 Divine. Okay, I think we've got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been beautiful. We've covered really it all. I honestly think we've covered it all.
And by the way, we've got six episodes of a series called Chris and Eli's Porn Revolution. If you haven't watched it, please do.
I felt like we needed this. Like, I was like, we're not going to bring up the porn revolution.
No, yeah.
We just need a bit of space from it.
Exactly.
But only because we've been so invested into it. It's a great series. We're very proud of it. We were teasing this early on in the game. Mm-hmm. And it's here. It's on the spin-off.
It's all out.
And it's, I'm going to say, pretty serious, but also a lot of fun.
There are some really funny bits. And it's only 110 minutes, I think, all up. So it's kind of like watching a movie if you want to watch it all in one go.
Oh, God, we actually shot a movie.
We shot a film. We shot a film.
On the web. A web series. Webisodes.
A web movie. Imagine if that was a thing. I'm releasing a web movie.
Oh, God, I actually hate it. Alrighty. Love you lots.
Bye, babes.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a face.